10 years ago, I ditched the New Year's resolution goals and replaced them with a single word. My yoga instructor motivated me to do this after sharing how she had used this practice of naming a single word as her mantra and goal for each year. At the time, this idea really resonated with me because I remember feeling overwhelmed and paralyzed in my situation, not knowing if my contentious divorce was going to sabotage my business and livelihood. I was in survival mode and not in the mood to Stephen Covey my 2014 with lofty goals that I knew would be insurmountable given my limited bandwidth. That year, I chose one simple word as my goal, focus, and it was transformative. Before I go any further, let me just be transparent with you and tell you that my chosen word focus did not make me the winner in my divorce. But by the end of 2014, I had stayed focused to finally reach a settlement that saved my company, giving me the freedom to move to New York City and build the life I was always meant to live. The pitch challenge today: what areas of your life do you need to focus on? How can you become more laser focused in the areas of your life that need your full attention right now? Let's face it, not everything in life is enjoyable or comfortable. Naturally, we gravitate to the tasks that make us feel motivated and good about ourselves. I remember when I was going through my divorce, I felt completely paralyzed every time I received another long email with several lengthy attachments from a lawyer or a judge about my case. It would have been easier for me to delete these messages and ignore them, pushing through my case as a victim. But because I had strategically chosen the word focus that year, I created a system to become more focused about my divorce case so I felt more in control of my destiny. I purchased several three-ring binders, and every time another email with document attachments came my way in the middle of my workday, I would print them and file them in the three-ring binder. By the end of that year, I had 4 of these binders filled with legal documents, and because of my focus, I was able to make a clear decision about the settlement of the divorce. Even though it was going to cost me everything, stopping the bleeding and gaining my life back was more important, not to mention the forest I would be saving but from putting an end to all of those emails and legal paperwork. As you think through what your word for the year will be, look at every aspect of your life right now, and especially the challenging aspects. Those are the areas where you just might need the focus, and the right word could get you there.